You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 39. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome to today's podcast show. Don't know when you're listening into this, but today's topic is about the 7 habits of happier people. And I'm really excited to be bringing some new topics to you. I think you're going to see the show expand a little bit over the next few months and into the next few years as, you know, quite frankly, my life has changed and expanded. I recently became an empty nester as my husband and I shipped our daughter, our youngest, off to college. My son has been living out on his own for the last couple of years. And it's an interesting time. We transitioned from living full-time in our mountain home up in Lake Arrowhead to full-time at our beach home in Ventura, California. So I'm struggling a little bit with getting over being in vacation mode, feeling like I should be on vacation because I'm at the beach, to having to actually buckle down and get some work done. And you may have experienced this, may be able to relate to it to some extent. It is an interesting journey and process doing all this. But I'm learning a lot through my available time. You know, I have a lot more time available to me now to work on my business, to work on personal things that have been important to me for a long time. And it's kind of interesting the journey that this has taken me on with mindset and building a business and really some of the objectives that I have over the next few months to pass on to you, the listener, to those just getting started in a business, struggling in a business, or even being successful in a business, about what those things are that really will create success for you and how to really find that blend and that all elusive balance in your life. So that's a little bit about what you can expect, and I'm going to kind of start kick it off with this week's podcast show, which is 7 Habits of Happier People. Really, it's habits for happiness in life and in business, and I took the principles for this. I did not come up with this concept myself. I'm a lifelong subscriber. I'm a lifetime subscriber to Networking Times magazine. I highly encourage you to get it if you haven't subscribe to it. It's just absolutely phenomenal. And over in the show notes, which are jackiealmer.com/039, I will have the link where you can get subscribed and get a free issue and those type things. So definitely watch for that. But this comes from the September-October 2013 edition of the magazine, 7 Habits of Happier People. It's an article that was written by Mark Fournier, and we're going to go through those 7 habits and see what you can do to really create something positive for yourself. Now, one of the things that he encourages us to do is to take a 90-day challenge. Isn't it funny? Those 90-day challenges are out there everywhere, aren't they? And it's important to understand what makes us happy, but what he encourages us to do is really make it a habit, a 90-day challenge, if you will, to begin to incorporate these new habits into your life and consequently into your business. Everybody pretty much agrees on the benefits of being happier, right? And when you have a happy life, you tend to create a happier business. And having a happy business helps perpetuate a happy life. So with that, we're going to talk about creating those habits and getting into what those habits are. And remember, like anything, creating new habits really does focus around commitment and using a system, whether that system is little note cards placed around to remind you to focus on those habits, things to do each and every day, each and every night. It definitely is all about that commitment above and beyond anything, and not allowing the excuses of day-to-day life or this happened or what happened to knock you off of your plan to progress further in creating happiness in your life and in your business. right, so let's start with happier habit number one. And this habit involves creating the habit of automatically asking yourself and others, what is great about this? Now, I love this because all of us are faced with challenging situations, obstacles, different things that come along in our life and in our business where we have the tendency to go down the negative road. But one thing that I've definitely learned is that if I can stop and try to find the silver lining in every cloud, because there truly is one, and if I ask myself, what is it that I can take away from this? What can I learn from this? It truly changes everything. So instead of focusing on, oh my gosh, this has happened to me, how am I going to overcome this? Maybe I can't overcome this, whatever it is, ask yourself automatically about everything, but certainly challenging situations or disappointments, or when someone we think is going to be fabulous doesn't join us in our business, whatever it is, ask yourself, what is great about this? That can be a hard thing to do because we're so programmed to focus on the downside, the negative. But one mantra that I've definitely learned to incorporate in my own life and in my business is that the right people will show up at the right time in my business. And at times I've had the mantra that the right business will show up for me at the right time if I just keep moving forward, whatever it is. Or, you know, if you've hit a dry spell, and all of us do, you know, the more that I can continue working on myself and working on my path and working on my journey, I will overcome this. I absolutely will overcome this. So when you can say what is great about this and begin to find the learning in every situation that you encounter, it's amazing how much better you're going to become at problem solving and how you'll then be able to take this and encourage a team, grow a team, and really inspire others through your attitude when challenging things happen to you. So remember, happier habit number one, get into the habit of asking yourself, what is great about this when you run into any obstacles and any challenges? Happier habit number two follows right in line with happier habit number one. How many times have you run into a situation and it seemed impossible to you, so you've said, oh, I can't do this, or it'll never work for me, or different things like that? Happier habit number two is replacing the habit of focusing on and complaining about what is wrong or missing from your life or from your business with the habit of focusing on and sharing what is wonderful about your life. So kind of like habit number one, where we ask ourselves what is great about this, in every situation, focus on what is positive that brings into your life, not what's wrong, what's missing. You know, one of the things that I was taught and told over and over again when I first started in network marketing is that you know, the real joy is in the journey. It's not once you've reached the destination. The joy is in the journey. And I have to be honest, I used to think that was the dumbest thing I ever heard. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, give me the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, then I can look back and reflect on how beautiful the rainbow was. Now I realize that really is the truth. The reality of it is, in life and in business, we don't get there until the day we die, until we take that last breath. We never fully get there. All of it's a journey. All of it's a process. All of it offers amazing learning to each one of us if we'll just look at it and benefit from it. So that's one thing that I've learned to focus on. And a lot of that goes along the lines of knowing how to ask yourself powerful questions. Like, instead of saying, I can't do this, change that around and say, how can I do this? Instead of saying, this won't work for me, turn that around and say, how can I make this work for me? So it goes along the lines of that. One thing that I did once when I was at a very, very challenging place in my life and in my business, I was at a challenging place in my business, honestly, and I chose to make that a challenging place in my life. I lost a huge 5-figure monthly income, a very lucrative 6-figure annual income, and I went into almost desperation mode. And it was so crazy. I look back now and I think, what was wrong with me? Well, what was wrong with me is I was asking the wrong questions and I was focused on the wrong thing. So instead of saying, how can I grow from this? How can I expand on this? How can I learn from this? I was focused on, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And the reality of it is, what really took me out of that was asking myself every day, do I have enough today? Do I have enough money today to pay the bills? Do I have shelter over my head? Is there food on the table? Do we have warm clothing? Can I take care of my children? I learned to ask myself those simple things, which in reality was so ridiculous. Just like I shared at the beginning, you know, we have a mountain home, we have a beach home. I'm blessed with abundance in my life, thankfully, due to my business and the way that I've worked it and pursued it. And so falling into default mode of everything is coming down around me and falling apart was absolutely crazy. But that taught me a really valuable lesson that I can now pass on to other people. And that really is asking the right questions and focusing on the right thing. So remember, happier habit number two is to replace the habit of focusing on and complaining about what's wrong or missing from your life with the habit of focusing on and sharing what is wonderful about your life. And at the same time, this is my little addendum to it, asking yourself the right questions. So looking at how you're personally addressing every situation and converting that into questions that can empower you and move you forward. Happier habit number three is a great one too, and that is to replace the habit of comparing your life to those who you perceive as having more with the habit of comparing it to those who you perceive as having less. The grass is also browner on the other side depending on where you look. And I like to change this up a little bit and say, compare yourself only to yourself. Compete only with yourself. If you're going to compare yourself today with the action steps that you took yesterday. Compare yourself with the action steps that you took last week, last month, last year, and then compete with only those things that you can do to make yourself better, to grow yourself, and challenge yourself to do better each day, to break your record from yesterday, to break your record from last week, to go on and do bigger and better things on a constant basis. One of the worst things we can do in business and in life is to fall into that trap of comparing ourselves to other people. Because the reality of it is, comparing yourself to any other person on the planet is like comparing an apple to an orange. Because we are all vastly unique and vastly different. We all have many different things about us, circumstances, characteristics, backgrounds, socioeconomic statuses, all different things that make us unique. And while some of them may run parallel, there can be one little thing in a person's life that changes them so dramatically that you really can't make a comparison. I know when I first started in business, one of the biggest mistakes that I made was I compared myself to other women, primarily women, in my network marketing company, who were successful, who were in the top 10, top 20, top 30 income earners, who were being paraded across stage and, you know, were getting big checks and achieving all the things that I wanted. The reality of it is, when I would stop and really look at it, my situation was dramatically different than theirs. At that time, in that particular company, there were basically two types of women who were represented on stage, and none of them matched my demographic. There were either women up there who really weren't working the business. They were up there standing alongside their husbands who were working the business. Or there were women up there who were building a successful business, many of them building it by themselves or maybe with a spouse, but all of whom had either no children or who had already raised their children and their children were adults. I couldn't find anybody in that top 30 list who were building successfully as a mom, home with small children. So I ultimately ended up going outside of my company to find a mentor, to find a role model, somebody who had accomplished what I wanted. Doesn't mean I changed companies. I didn't. I didn't change companies at that point. But I found someone who modeled the type of success I wanted, had grown and was growing a successful business with small children, and could give me the tools and the business skills and the mentoring that I needed at that time to move myself forward. So once I stopped comparing myself to these other people, primarily women, wow, what a difference it made. And once I started looking at my own day-to-day activities and writing things down in my calendar and focused on my own achievements and moving myself forward, what a difference it made in my life. So avoid that tendency to compare yourself with others, because we're all apples and oranges. So happier habit number three, replace the habit of comparing your life to those who you perceive as having more with the habit of comparing it to those who you perceive as having less. Now, I didn't hit on that too much, and that can work too, although I'm not a big fan of, again, of comparing yourself to anyone. But most often, if you look at those who have less than you, you'll find a place of real gratitude within your life and within your business. And anytime you're focused on gratitude, you'll move yourself forward in a very powerful way. Happier habit number four is a beauty, I'm here to tell you. Happier habit number four, it's something almost all of us do or have done at some point, and really you're never going to achieve the success and the happiness that you want until you learn to replace this habit. So happier habit number four is to replace the habit of focusing on the past or future with the habit of focusing on the moment. Remember, all fear is future-based and remorse is past-based. Bliss is present-based. Isn't that beautiful? All fear is future-based, remorse is past-based, and bliss is present-based. Here's the thing. You've probably heard this over and over again. If you've been listening to me at all for any length of time, you've definitely heard this before, and that is the past does not equal the future. What you did yesterday has no need to reflect on what you do today and any life circumstances that you've run into. I don't care if you were abused as a child, abandoned as a child, left as an adult, abused as an adult, have filed bankruptcy, have lost everything, have built huge success and lost it and are building again, lost everything in a devastating home fire or an earthquake or a mudslide. I don't care what it is that's happened to you. All you have to do is look around and you can find stories of other people who've gone through similar, if not worse than what you've gone through, and have managed to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and move forward. You know, I struggled in my business for a number of years. I've shared that before too. I wallowed in self-pity, just like the comparing myself to others. I wondered why it wasn't happening for me like everybody else. What was I doing wrong? When was it going to happen for me? And it wasn't until I got out of that mindset and started asking the right questions and saying, you know, what can I do right now, today, in this moment, to move me forward with the skills that I have? What can I do right now in this moment to improve upon the skills that I have so that I can take my business to another level, go where it is that I want to go? What are those steps that I can take right now to do that? You know, that's one of the things is I've coached and counseled with people in the over, gosh, nearly 20 years now that I've been involved in network marketing. So often people want to default to their past as a reason why they can't be successful. And I want to tell you something, that's nothing more than an excuse. So I'm here to give some tough love to you right now and say, get over it. Let go of it. Move beyond. Ask yourself right now in this minute, what can I do? As soon as I get done listening to this podcast, what can I do right now to take a step to move my business forward, to move me where I want to be in my life and in my business? You know, it's funny. Even just recently this week in coaching people on internet marketing and working within my own program and teaching them blogging and all those skills, you know, I run into those people. It's so often about, well, I work full time and I don't have time. You know, I've got this obligation, I've got that obligation. Look, that's the reality for almost everyone who is building a business. Almost everyone deals with that same situation. And this kind of encompasses both habits, the comparing and the, you know, letting the past dictate the future. If you don't have a lot of time in your life or in your business, I don't know how I or anyone can create more time for you. Only you can do that. And you have to buckle down and get really clear on what your reason why is and what you're willing to do to let go of, to sacrifice, or whatever to move you forward in building your successful business. So again, happier habit number four, replace the habit of focusing on the past or future with the habit of focusing on the moment. Every day when you get out of bed, develop a little mantra that says, today is going to be an amazing day in my life and in my business, and these are the steps that I'm going to take today to move me forward toward that goal. Happier habit number 5. Replace the habit of needing things to go your way with the habit of letting go and trusting that everything always works out. You know, it's kind of like finding the silver lining in every cloud. As I mentioned, you know, one of my mantras is, you know, the right people will come into my business on the right day. And I've learned that if I'm really excited about someone and I think that they're just going to be amazing in their business and then they quit, or they are amazing in my business, I should say, as a team partner, they quit, or maybe they choose not to get started or whatever it is. You know, in the past, I would allow that often to create negativity in my own mind. Will I ever be able to sponsor a heavy hitter? Will I ever sponsor anyone who does anything? Or what is it that's wrong with me that made them choose not to join with me, or whatever it is? And when I replace that mantra with, there's abundance out there everywhere, the right people are out there for my business just waiting to find me or for me to find them. And when I started focusing on the fact that the right people would come into my business at the right time, that allowed me to let go of needing to have things go my way. And I learned to trust that everything was going to work out the way that it needed to. Now, it's kind of funny. I recently shared in a video that I did. I did a short little video series on these happier habits too. And I shared a story a lesson that I learned recently from my daughter. I don't even remember what the conversation was, but when I read this happier habit, it reminded me of that. So there was definitely something in it that sparked that. But it was something my daughter and I were discussing, and I made a comment, and she kind of rolled her eyes, kind of to herself and kind of on purpose. And I said, what was that? You know, what was that about? Why'd you roll your eyes? And she said, oh, Mom, you always do that. And I said, I always do what? What do I always do? It's like you always have to have the last word, or you have to somehow, you know, say how, oh, it could be this way or it could be that way. Sometimes, you know, just listen and don't share that, or whatever it was. And it was so funny because at first it kind of caught me off guard. And then the more that I thought about it and reflected back on things, I thought, you know, she's kind of right. And I think that's an example of me needing for things to go my way, or needing to reflect that there's another way to look at things, even when I'm dealing with other people. And it's kind of like good communication. You know, we don't always have to have a problem fixed by somebody else. And I think that's what she was trying to tell me. She wasn't looking for me to fix anything, just listen. And so often when we try to fix things, a part of that is needing to have those things go our way. So I don't know if there's something in that you can reflect on for yourself, something that strikes a chord with you of how you just need to let go and trust that everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to. But remember, happier habit number 5 is to replace the habit of needing things to go your way with the habit of letting go and trusting that everything always works out. Happier habit number 6, create the habit of pursuing your passion every single day in some meaningful and measurable way. This is so important. This is like taking those single daily actions in your business. This is like taking single daily actions in your life that create the happiness that you're looking for. It's so very important to pursue your passion, pursue those things that make you happy, and create more in your life every single day, and to avoid bringing those excuses into play where we say, oh, well, I got too busy today, real life got in the way, I couldn't do this because whatever it is. If you're truly committed to your goals, if you're truly committed to a happy life, a successful business, and all of that, you've got to be committed to pursuing that passion, pursuing those steps that are going to bring that success to you. You have to be committed to pursuing that every single day. That's where a calendar and tracking comes in and is so very important. If you haven't started doing that, please do. I'm recording this in October. It's the end of October 2013. I don't know when you're listening, but it's never too late or too early to start this. But the end of the year is approaching. If you're not using a day timer right now, if you're not using some kind of written calendar, I encourage you to get one. Get one for the next year, if nothing else, and start at the beginning of the year as a resolution. But begin to track every day the processes that you take in your business and the progress that you make in your business. And if you don't do anything in your business, I want you to get a red ink pen or a red marker and put a big fat zero on every day that you don't do something. Let this serve as a reminder to you of what you're working toward and what your goals are. And then that develops a little bit of self-accountability for you to be able to look back and go, uh-oh, I have 5 days of big fat red zeros in a row. How is this helping me create my why? How is this helping me to create more happiness in my life? How is this helping me to create more happiness and success in my business? So remember that happier habit number 6 is to create the habit of pursuing your passion every single day in some meaningful and measurable way. Happier habit number 7 is to create the habit of selflessly contributing to those who need your help with no expectation of reward. This can be such a satisfying thing, and it's kind of one of those things that sometimes when we feel like we're in lack ourselves, it's hard to contribute in other ways, financially, monetarily, whatever. It's hard to contribute to others when we feel like we're in lack ourselves. Now, keep in mind that contributing isn't always about giving money. It can be about giving time too. But it's kind of interesting. What you'll find is if you'll let go of being wrapped around the concept that in order to give, you have to be able to give a lot, whether it's time or money, and you start focusing on giving a little and then growing that, you'll find that the abundance that that creates in your mindset will affect every aspect of your life, and you'll begin to create more abundance in your life, which gives you the ability to expand on that and expand on that and expand on that. And as I mentioned, you know, I'm recording this the end of October 2013. We're coming up on the holidays. What better time than now to begin to think about how you can contribute, how you can make a difference in the lives of others as we approach the holiday season? Now, you know, contributing and being gracious and being helpful shouldn't only come with the holidays, and I think we all know that, but this is a great time to begin to create that habit. Whether you like to donate to the Salvation Army, maybe go to the bank now and, you know, get maybe you want to contribute $50. Let's just say that. Go to the bank now and take out $20 and get it all in dollar bills. And then your next pay period, get another $20 or $25 each. And, you know, get that $50 all in singles. And then you can create a habit as you're out and about over the holidays. Drop a buck or two each time you see a Salvation Army bell ringer. Drop a buck or two into the bucket and watch how that makes you feel. Watch how it makes others respond, and see how that doesn't create more abundance in your life. Now, I just threw a number out there. You work with whatever fits within your budget. Maybe it's $500. Maybe it's $5,000. Maybe it's $5. Whatever it is, pick an amount and focus on contributing that. That will, and in this way, it contributes to others with no expectation of any reward, and doing so anonymously. Again, you'll begin to see huge abundance show up in your life when you incorporate happier habit number 7 into your life, and that is create the habit of selflessly contributing to those who need your help with no expectation of reward. Well, that's it. Those are our 7 happier habits for this podcast. And what I want to encourage you to do is if you're already doing a gratitude journal or an abundance journal or something like that, begin to incorporate into that journal or start a journal if you haven't. Take that 90-day challenge and begin write down those 7 habits. Go back and listen to them again. Go over to the show notes at jackiealmer.com/039. and write down what those seven habits are, put them on an index card and cart that around with you and check in on it. Read it 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. And then every day at the close of the day, or as you go along, begin to jot down in your gratitude journal, jot down how you've taken advantage of this, what you've done to incorporate this into your plan to create more happiness in your life, create more success in your business, and really create the lifestyle that you want for yourself and your family. Now, if you've enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you would share it with others and perhaps even review or rate it if you haven't. You can hop over to iTunes. You can just type in Street Smart Wealth, Profit in Your PJs, Jackie Almer, any of that, and you'll find me. You can also type those into any of your favorite podcast applications. It would really mean a ton to me if you'll just stop what you're doing right now and take a minute to do that. Over on the show notes, there's a link that you can click on. You can subscribe to the podcast, and you can also use those links to review or rate it right now. And then finally, I want to share your story and share your questions and the topics that you want on upcoming podcasts. So if you will just go to jackiealmer.com/question, and you will find over on the very right, tucked in, if you sit there for a minute, it'll open up. It's SpeakPipe. It's a little recording where you can actually leave me a recording, leave your name, leave your blog address if you have one, and ask me the question that you want addressed on upcoming podcasts. I would love to showcase you in that way, and I would love to make sure that I am hitting on those topics of interest that are of most importance to me. Do me a favor though, please don't use that as any other way of communicating with me for messages, because I don't answer those typically. Those are used to filter out and determine what I'm going to use in upcoming blog posts and upcoming podcasts. So again, it's Jackie Almer. Thanks for taking some time to listen into today's podcast. Have an awesome week, and I'll see you back here next week. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Almer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.